You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Defend Our Democracy Movement is urging individuals and organizations to register to observe the 2024 elections. The organization says observers help protect the integrity of the elections in a politically nonpartisan way. The movement has also called on civil society organizations across the country to collectively observe the elections and share feedback into a common app system. To discuss this further, we're joined on the line by the Executive Director at Defend Our Democracy, Zakira Vardi. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, and I'm sorry about my voice. I have a bit of a cold.
That's no problem. Hopefully we can finish the conversation.
Thank you so much for that.
So with elections just around the corner and on our doorstep on the 29th of May, why is it imperative for civic organizations as well as individuals to register as election observers?
So election observers enhance the integrity of the election. You know, when you're an observer and you go out to a voting station, it ensures that process is transparent at that voting station because you're observing what's unfolding, checking the counting process that takes place, and that itself lends integrity to the electoral process. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that post-elections, it really helps the IEC in terms of seeing if there are any gaps in the processes and where we can improve it as well. For this particular election, I think it's important. You know, there's going to be quite fierce political contestation, and that makes it all the more important for observers to be able to be there to see what's happening and ultimately to have a say on whether the elections were free or fair or not.
So there's already a sizable amount of observer missions for the May election. So why do you feel that more observers are needed?
So it's you know, there are 23,000 odd voting stations in the country. And we want to get this page in future elections where every voting station is covered. And, you know, as I indicated, that enhances the integrity of the electoral process within that voting station itself. So the more people you have on the ground observing elections from an independent perspective, the better it improves the integrity and overall transparency of the electoral process.
You've also said that observers help protect the integrity of the elections in a politically nonpartisan way, but how crucial will this be in this year's elections and why?
So we've seen, for example, in the U.S. recently, you know, the last presidential election, that even though the elections were free and fair, there was a political issue post-elections, primarily by Trump supporters saying that they dispute the results. And it is really the whole of society that needed to come together and counter that notion to ensure that there's no disruption post-election. So in the South African context, we need to be quite wary of that situation. At the same time, I think that, you know, the fiercer the political battles become, more important it is for people to go out and observe elections.
So you've also called on civil society organizations to collectively observe the elections and share that feedback onto a common app system. Tell us a little bit about that app and how would it work?
Yes, in prior cases of observation, an observer would go out, mark their findings on a book, and a month or so later, share their feedback with the IEC. This time we're saying that we want live reports coming through. So there is an app system that observers will have to download onto their phone. And as they observe what's taking place, they fill this in onto their phone. Once they get Wi-Fi connection or if they have data, we can then submit that information. And we're able to then see as soon as they submit what the feedback is. For example, if there's an incident of violence taking place at a particular voting station and they flag that immediately, it's something that we're able to pick up. You know, we're really able to ensure that that information gets to the regional IEC head in time. And in such ways, if there is, you know, really serious incidences that are taking place, we're able to flag that early on. But at the same time, cumulatively at the end, all of that information comes back. It's displayed collectively, And we have a set of data analysts that will then look at that information and be able to make sense of it, and make sense of the sample, and based on that, be able to pronounce somewhat very broadly on the integrity of the election.
So is this Defend Our Democracy, is it a separate app that people must use? And what makes your portal any different from that of the IEC? Because anyone can now register with the IEC as an observer on their website.
So once everyone has to be accredited by the IEC, but the IEC doesn't expect that information to come back to it immediately after the election. With Defend Our Democracy, if you register with the IEC and you choose to be an observer under our Election Watch campaign, that information is something that you send through almost live, so it's on the day as you're reporting. There are other organizations that have separate apps that they've developed, and we are working quite closely with them because we think, even the differences, the different versions of observation that take place enhances the overall test of integrity of the elections. So we're working quite closely with them, and those elections will compare our findings and see how best we'd be able to either integrate them or perhaps share that analysis, even if there are differences in it.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Vardy, who qualifies to register as an observer, and what is the process then to register?
So anyone over the age of 18 who is a South African registered voter is eligible to become an election observer. And the time frame for this is very short. So the IEC has set aside the 1st of May as the deadline. And you have to observe under the ambit of an organization. So anyone still interested, you can go onto our website, defendourdemocracy.co.za, connect via the Election Watch campaign for any details as an individual observer. And we'll see how best to take your application and share it with the IEC in order for you to get accreditation and become part of the larger campaign.
Is there a vetting process for the applicants or not?
If you come for every organization that registers, there's a separate process. There will be vetting that takes place. For individuals that observe under the DoD, we have quite an intensive training program. So in the month of May, we'll be having online training lessons for people who want to go out and observe. And there is, very much like with political parties, we have an electoral code of conduct. There is an observer code of conduct as well. And there is something that we would want observers to sign to ensure that they keep up to the ethical standards required of them.
And this is a volunteer program, I take it?
Yes, it is entirely voluntary.
I thank you so much for your time and all the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That is Shakira Vardy, the Executive Director at Defend Our Democracy.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.